Okay, there's a machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, whether they put on all of the belts of the Kohanim successively, or first they dressed Aaron with all his begadim, and then they put on the begadim of the children. And we have psukim that seem to say both ways. So now the Gemara is going to discuss what the other man, the Omer, holds with the other pasuk. Lamanda Omer Aaron Uvanu Vasachas, Hoksiva Yachar Oso Ba'avnek, Vahadr Ksiva Yachar Oso Ma'avnek. According to the one who says that they put on all the belts together. The Maisa there is a pasuk that says Vayachar Oso Ba'avnek, and then Vayachar Oso Ma'avnek. Separates them. So what is he going to do with that pasuk? Omer Lacho, Hu Avnek Oshokoin Gadol, Ozehu Avnek Oshokoin Hedya. That pasuk comes to tell me that the Avnek of the Kohen Gadol, which was made of Kilayim, which is made of wool and linen, is not the same avnate of the Kohen Hedya, which is only made out of linen. Rashi, Omer lecha, hu avnato shel Kohen Gadol, lo zeh avnato, kolomar, la'olam krod tzavo davka. The pasuk in Viata Tetzaveh that tells me that how exactly to dress the Kohanim, that's the one that's davka. And then you do it all together, all the belts together, the vasachas. Vasiya in Parshas Tzav, where it speaks about what was done, and there the palgino, there it separates them. The belts of Aaron, the belts of the children, are separate. Lamdeinu bash ein avnekim shavim. That comes to tell me that the belts are not the same material. Shenamra b'maisa avnet shel kohen gadol, the asavnet sheish mazur tchelus the argoman, right, by the kohen gadol, it says b'feirish what the materials of the avnet were. They were linen and tchelis, which is wool, the argoman, which is also wool. Lamadnu shel kilayim, the sheish kisna, sheish is linen, utchelis imra, and tchelis is wool. The avnet habanim lo pirish akasi mahoyu. Torah never said what the materials of the avnet of the kohen hedyot were. Vashminin hocha the avnet o shel kohen gadol lo zu avnet o shel kohen hedyot. By the fact that the Torah says them separately, doesn't come to tell me that you dress them separately, but that they are separate materials. Shezeshel kilayim, vezeshel boots. This one is woolen linen. This one's only linen. Zeu avneto kolomar shneim shel kilayim. Are we going to get it yet? Okay. Uleman diomer Aaron the acharkach bonav. I, the one who says that they dress them separately. So what is he going to do with the pasuk in Tzav, in Tetzaveh, that says that you, what's it called, dress them at the same time? Vaksiva chardarta osam avne, includes them all together. Just the opposite. He learns from the fact that the pasuk says you do it together, that the avnate of the Kohen Gadol was the same exact material as the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot, and the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot was also kilayim. Okay, zehu avnato klomer shneim shel kilayim. According to the other man, the Omar, so it comes out the machlokas whether they dress them together or dress them separately has a halachic Hashlocha, right, Totsah. And that is whether the avnate of the Kohen Gadol was the same avnate as the Kohen Hedyot or not. Okay. Vayachar oso avnate, vayachar osom lomali, shmamino aron viachar kachbonav. Vasachas mi, oh, it's a question. So then, and then the fact that it says the other pasuk tells me that they didn't do it at the same time. The avnate was the same avnate, but they dressed them separately. Where it says Vasachas Mishkachasla, how could you possibly dress? How could Moshe Rabbeinu dress all the Kohanim, all five Kohanim, Aaron and his four sons at one time? Where it says Lotzricha the Akdim. No, like we explained, doesn't mean that they all were dressed at the same time. The question is, did they put all the belts on in succession, or did they first dress Aaron with all his begadim and then dress the children with their begadim? Rashi Lotzricha the Akdim. Lo vasachas mamish kamar. It doesn't mean the mamish dressed all the belts at the same time. Elazachar zev, one after the other. Ava beseder echad, but they were in succession. There was nothing separating between all the putting on of all the belts of all the kohanim. Velo hifsig beged achar bin asayim. There was no other beged they put on between the belts. Hil bishla Aaron called begadav. Velo chagar osu avni. How'd they do that? They dressed Aaron all his seven begadim, except they left out the belt. The Akakach Hilvishas Bonav Michnasayim Ksonis Mitznefes. And then he dressed all the children, right, the four sons, in their begotten except for the belt. The Akakach Nutlis Abnatin, the Chagras Aaron, the Akakach Bonav. And then he put all the belts on one after the other, Aaron and the children. Aaron, the man the Omer Aaron the Akar Kachbonav, and the other man the Omer holds Kikshava, or Omer Basia. It was put on the same way it says in Parshas Tzad. Vayitin lov asaksonis, vayakar also ba'avnate. First they put the ksonis on Aaron, then the avnate. Vayalbish also as hamil, vayakar kach vayakar v'zbnei Aaron, vayalbishem kutanos. So he finished dressing Aaron completely, and then he dressed the children. Vayakar also ba'avnate. The divrei akoli, Aaron tchila kodem shizkul avonet. Everybody holds that they started with Aaron. Question only is, the belt of Aaron, was that put on after all the clothing was put on Aaron and his children? Then they went back and put Aaron's belt on and all the belts of the children after that. Okay. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. Going back to the Mishnah, that you separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before. Lama Mafrishin. Why do we separate him? Or it says, Lama Mafrishin, Kedik Amrina. We already went through that. Eilu Rabbi Yochanan Kedisle, Eilu Reish Lakish Kedisle. Either because we learn from Parah Duma, we learn from the Miluim. But that's why we're mafreshim, right? So when it says, no, haki kamer, this is the question. Not why are we mafreshim? Mi base olama pirush. Why do we separate him from his wife? Either, why can't his wife go with him? Why can't he live with his wife? That's the question. Rashi, Ilu Reb Yochanan, kidi islay, di yolat mi miluim. Ilu Reb Shimon ben Lakish, kidi islay, di yolat mi sinai. Mi base olama pirush, mi isht olama pirush. Tavo ishto imo sham. Shari akarchach lishkas parhedin lo haisa kedosha. Shein yeshiva bazar elamalche beis David. Koshken shiva. So Tosu says on Rashi. Rashi says his wife could go and he could live with his wife in lishkas parhedin because it wasn't kodesh kedusha sazora. Because you're not even allowed to sit down in the azora except for malche beis David. Sure, you're not allowed to sleep in the azora. So must have not have kedusha sazora. Tosu says, well, who cares if it's kedusha sazora or not? Tuma Hayotse Migufo, Balkari is also Rafil Har Harabais, anywhere in Harabais. So Tosha says it's talking that they would go into a cave. They wouldn't go to Lishkas Parhedrin. The caves that were on Harabais weren't Niskadish. They didn't even have Kedushas Harabais. So he could go, they could be Mafreshim together with his wife into a cave. Others say that Tosha Sishonim, that he could go home every day. He didn't have to sit in Lishkas Parhedrin all the time. He brings rayas that in the Meluim also they weren't there mamish all the time because there was a time when the Mishkan was taken down, so they weren't sitting in Oel Pesach Oel Moed because there was no Oel Moed. Every day Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and took it down, so it was possible he could go home every day before Shkia and live with his wife and then be Tovel and then Harav Shemesh go back the next day again to what's it called, to be Pira, to be Biprisha. So why is there an Inyan Dafka he should be separated from his wife? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda and Vesera Omer, Shematim se ishto sofik nida, the yavo aleho. We're afraid that he'll find his wife to be a sofik nida, and he'll live with her. And then he'll become tummy for 7 days. And he won't be able to do the avod on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Atu brishi askino. We're talking about Kohanim Gedolim, they'll live with their wives when they're sofik nida. Right? So that's what we're chodesh for a rasha. Ela shema yavo alishto vetim se sofik nida. No, Pshat is he'll live with his wife, and after the Bia, she'll be a Sofik Nida. So they asked the Chorah, maybe we say, we should be a Vare Nida. I live with his wife, and she'll be a Vare Nida. We'll get to see in a second how, when she's a Sofik, when she's a Vare. But the Rishonim say, for that, they wouldn't have been Choshish. That's a way out case, that the woman's going to become a Vare Nida, that Bishas Bia. So they're not, Rabbanah never made Gzeirus for things that were not Shriach. But that she should be a Sufik Nida is more possible, as we'll see, and therefore there were gozer for that. Amrur Rabbanan Asotzi Rashi. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda and Vesey, Romer Shema Timtza Ishto, Berishi Yaskin, and Shiova Sufik Nida, and Shema Yova Al Ishto, Viagar Kak Timtza Sufik Nida. How is that? She Timtza Dam Al Asadin, she Consable. Right? She has to wipe herself, and he has to wipe himself. And she'll find blood on the sheath that she used to wipe herself. Now we're not sure. Maybe that blood was there when they had Nida. Maybe when they had Bia. Or maybe she only became a Nida after the Bia. So he's not Tame. Okay? The Ein Yodua in Bishas Bia Hayim Badam Ze Olachar Bia. Uboel Nida Tame Shivas Yom. The person who lives with a Nida is Tame for 7 days. The Yehei Asr love of the Mikdash, Biyom HaKippurim, and Mabel will be Asr on Yom Kippur, unless we separate him 7 days from his wife. because maybe he'll become tame for 7 days. So Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kamed Rav Chisda, Kaman Krabi Akiva. This goes to Krabi Akiva. The Omar Nida Matame is Boela, that who says that a Nida is Matame, the Boel, what's it called, 7 days, meaning the following. Avade, if you live with a Nida, the Torah says that you become the Vatahi Nida So Allah, that he becomes just like the Nida and he's Matame 7 days. The question is, by a Sothic, the Rabbanan made that a Sothic should be, she should be Tame, as if she's a Nida. Is that, did they make that halacha also the Gabi the Boel? He's also Tame, what's it called, 7 days, or no? That halacha they didn't make the Gabi the Boel. So Rabbi Akiva holds they did. The Omar Nida Matame is Boela. The Rabbanan Ho Amri ain't Nida Matame is Boela. The Rabbanan hold we're in the case where she's a Sothic Nida, and we're Matame her if she saw Dam after the Bia. We're afraid that maybe there was Dam there also at the time of the Bia, and she just found it now. Right, so matame her for anything that by taharis, any taharis that she did within 24 hours of the time she found the dam, we're afraid that maybe the dam was there from before. So that only applies to taharis. It doesn't apply to anybody who lives with her within those previous 24 hours. That's what the Rabbanan hold. So this only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbanan, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't become tame for 7 days. He'd only be Tomei like anybody who lives with a regular woman, just till that day, and then he has to go have Harav Shemesh. Tamara says, Kiman Krabi Akiva, Domer Haroeb Dam, Tomei's Boel, Lemafreya, Kol Mei Shleis. The entire 24 hours from the time she found the Dam, any Tahara she touched during that time, we assume that they're Tomei, because maybe the Dam was there already from 24 hours before. And the same thing, Yishmatamei a Boel. Anybody who lived with her within the 24 hours from the time she found the Dam, is tummy 7 days. Commotion gazu shematami taros may slays the mafreya. Upluksai mesechus nida, the machlokus is in mesechus nida, perakolayad. The hachitnan, derek benos Israel, mishamsos mishne edit. This is the Gemara over there. That benos Israel are mishamsos mishne edit. Echad lo vechad lo. In other words, before Bia, or right after Bia, they check. They check before and after. Right, to see if there's any dam. He checks and she checks. He checks himself and she checks herself. Nimtzal shelo, if immediately after Bia he found dam by him, so then Vadi the dam was there, came from her, what's it called, Bishas Bia. Otherwise how to get on him, right? Men don't bleed. Unless we know he had a wound or something like that, but talking with a normal case. Tmeim shneihem kol shiva. Both are tamei for 7 days, because she surely was a need at the time that they had Bia. The Vade Hoyadam Bishas Bia. She ain't derech ha'ish, lot seish menu dam. Nimtzal shalom, but if she found dam after the Bia, then we're not sure. Maybe the dam wasn't there. Bishas Bia. Right, so otiyom, v'hu loshen miyad, if immediately after she had Bia, she found the dam, then we assume that it was there at the time of the Bia. Minatora. Beloshin Yivani, but Loshin Miyad, Beloshin Yivani. Otiyom means immediately. Shekhan Chob Precious Yitzias Hashama. She immediately made a bedik as soon as he, what's it called, went out of her. Miyad Tmei, Vadai. Then we say this Tomei, she's Tomei Vadai, that the Vadai the Dam was Levishas Bia. That's not a Durabonim, that's a Duraisa. Nimzalachar's man, but if it was after that time, it wasn't immediately. It was after a short time. Kolomar. Shirchika Bedika, she was marchik the Bedika from the Bia a little bit, right? Enough time to get off the bed. And that time already is not immediately. Tmeya Misothik. Then the Shitami Misothik. The Zeo Acharzman, Kadeshaterid Minamita, Batadiach is Poner Shomata. Enough time to get off the bed and clean herself off in the Oshamakam. The Acharkach Metame Meesla Eish, the Eno Metame is Boala. And the Rabbanan hold, after that, she's metame me'esh le'esh, everything within 24 hours before, we're afraid maybe the dam was there, but she's not metame bo'ala, that much they weren't machmer, to metame the person who would boil her, because then already, what's it called, the Rabbanan weren't machmer, and if it happened so much afterwards, there's no reason to assume that the dam was there b'shas bia. V'hochi perusha, v'im yosher mikan shos olivdo. Right, she was shoa to be bodek. There's three levels. One is immediately after Bia. Then she's tamei vadai b'shas Bia too. Then there's the time that to take, go off the bed and clean herself off. Then it's a suffix midoraisa, right? And she's matami the boil too. And then there's after that time. Then she's matami everything lamafreya taharos, but she's not matami the boil according to the rabbanon, right? Shasha lived over Yaka Bodko Matsa Hariuka Sharnoshi Matami Mafreya Taharo Shome Eshlays, the regular woman who sees Dam, the Rabbanim were Machmer that everything within the 24 hours before that is Tame. Because maybe the Dam was there before and she didn't see it. But that's a didn't Rabban. The Aina Matami is Boala, Shalo Gozu Tumas Meishlays, leading Tumas Boala. That's what the Rabbanim hold. They weren't Goza the Tumas Meishlays, the Gabi the Boel, only the Gabi Taharos. Rabbi Kiva Omer at Matami Boel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that din of Matami Meisle'eh supplies even to the Boel. Okay. Mara says, Afilu Temur Rabbanan. No, you could even say it goes according to Rabbanan. Omer Lurav Chizda, Afilu Temur Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan leid Rabbi Kiva le ba'achar achar. Avo bechad achar modelei. When does Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan argue? That's in the third stage. No, she made the bedika after the time she could get off the bed and clean herself off. That's where their machlokas is. But if she made the bedika within the time that she could get off the bed and clean herself off, then everybody holds she's matami the boel, midrabana at least. Right? And everybody holds also that if she saw the dam immediately, that she's matami the boel. Right? But we're not choshish for that because that's unusual. But that she should see dam, right, in enough time afterwards, that happens more often, so therefore, what's it called? They were choshish for that. Okay. Rashi, Ela ba'achar achar. Sheshoasa yosa mi'achar zman sha'zman otiyom. The achar zman la'achar otiyom besoch kadesh teru v'tadiyah. The first time is immediate. Then there's the second stage. Enough time to get off the bed and clean herself off. And then there's the time after that. Then she's Tami Misafik Minatora. And the Rabbana don't argue on Rabbi Akiva. Where do they argue? Only after that time. After the time she could have gotten off the bed and cleaned herself off. Then there's a machlokus whether she's Matami Lamafreya, even the Boel, or only Taras. Kidiktani, the Akhar Kach Matami is Boel, and Meish Leis. Everybody agrees that if it's within the time that she could have gotten off the bed and cleaned herself off, and not after that time, that she's matami the boil too. Okay. Omer Rav Zeira, Shema mina boil nida eno kenida, v'tovel biyom. From here we learn. So what do they do? They're mafresh the kohen gadol, right? 7 days before. Now we think that means that at night. On the let's say Yom Kippur was going to be on Thursday, so they were mafrish from Thursday night before the Thursday night the week before, and that means the seventh day will be what's it called, will be Yom Kippur. So if the Boel Nida became what's it called Tomei, he's going to be Tomei 7 days, right? So he's going to become, what's it called, go to the mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur. No, 7 days before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the eighth day, so that means it will be the, what's it called, they have to mafresh him the Wednesday night before. Wednesday night before, and he'd be tahar already, what's it called, on, could go to the mikveh on Wednesday. And Wednesday night is Yom Kippur. So the halacha is like this. So Reb Zera says, we hear from here that a boel nida, who even though he becomes tamei for 7 days, is not like a nida exactly, the tovel b'yom. He could be tovel on the seventh day in the daytime. But a nida can't be tovel on the seventh day in the daytime. She only becomes tahar if after the full 7 days go and she's tovel at night. And then she doesn't become tahar legabe eating truma or kachin till the next night after shkia. Because if she goes to the mikveh at night, she still needs harav shemesh. So she needs a sunset after the tefillah. And that's not going to happen until the next day. So, if the guy went to the mikveh, what's it called, at night, right, he's not going to become tahar, what's it called, till the next day, which is what's it called, the eighth day, which is Yom Kippur. So he's not going to be able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. Elamai, it must be that he's really able to be, what's it called, tovel in the daytime, and then have harav shemesh erev Yom Kippur. And then he'll be able to be over it on Yom Kippur. So you see from here that a boel nida doesn't have the din of a nida, and he's tovel b'yom. De'i amres boel nida k'nida, emas tovel b'leilya. When is he tovel? Only at night, right? The night of the eighth day, right? And then he's not going to become tahar till Harav Shemesh the next day, which is Yom Kippur. So he's not going to be able to be open on Yom Kippur. He's going to be able to go to the mikvah the night of Yom Kippur, called Nidre night, but he's not going to become tahar to do kachim until the next afternoon when the sun sets. So Yom Kippur's finished. Where it says, Amos tovel belayla, the macher hechi ovid. But if you hold he is kaboel nida, kenida Amos tovel belayla. When is he tovel? At night, meaning kol nidre night. The macher hechi ovid avoda. How can he be ovid avoda the next day? The haboy haru shemesh. He needs to wait till sunset. So the whole day Yom Kippur is going to be tummy. Elalav shma mina boel nida in a kenida. So Zera says, you see from here that boel nida is not kenida. Rav Shimi Mardo, Amar Afilu Teima Boel Nida Kanida. No, could even be Boel Nida Kanida. But we're not Mafreshim the night of the day that the 7 days will be finished, Erev Yom Kippur. We're Mafreshim in the afternoon before that night. In other words, we're not Mafreshim Wednesday night for a Yom Kippur that falls on Thursday, the Wednesday night before. We're Mafreshim Wednesday afternoon. So then if he lived with his wife anytime during the day, the time will be up already a day before. So he can go to the mikvah the night of Erev Yom Kippur, and he'll become tar the sunset of Erev Yom Kippur, and then what's it called? He'll be tar already the whole Yom Kippur. Mafreshin leshach hasamach leshkiyah sachama. Let's see Rashi. Boil nida. Shema mina. Miriktani mafreshim shivas yomim. Says you mafreshim 7 days before Yom Kippur. Vokim na time mishum shash tumas nida. And one of the reasons we keep him away from his wife because we're afraid that he'll be boil a nida, right? Before we mafreshim, right? So if we mafreshim 7 days, it won't be a problem. He'll be able to be over on Yom Kippur. Boil nida inu kanida. Shasura litbo b'shvi ad halayla. Nida isn't tovel on the daytime. She's tovel dafke at night. In other words, after the 7 days are finished. Ela tovel b'shvi b'yom. One second. Shasura litbo b'shvi ad halayla. Ela tovel b'shvi b'yom. But him, he can be tovel during the daytime. Not like the nida who can't be tovel till the night of the eighth day. Therefore, he doesn't need to be nifresh except 7 days. Because if that's the case, he could be tovel in the daytime and have harav shemesh, and everything will be fine. The imbas sotik nida biyom aprisha. If on when we separate him on Wednesday, it was bob al sotik nida, right? Mona mitzas hayom kikulo. He counts that day as the first day. Kenida v'tovel erev yom kippurim, and on erev yom kippur will be tovel before sunset. Shushvi biyom umariv shimsho, and then the sun will set, and it'll be called nidre night. It'll be tar. Uminichlas v'mikash v'yom kippurim. The next day, he can do all the karbonos. The isol kadaitav boel nida kenida emos aitoval. Because if you hold that a boel nida has the same din as a nida, so when can he be tovel? Dafka at night, the night of the eighth day. Ze im boel nida biyom prishaso belayla v'yom kippurim l'machor hechiyov avoda. So he's not going to be able to go to the mikveh until the night of Yom Kippur, called Nidre night. Now he's not going to become tahar in the morning. He's going to have to wait till sunset of Yom Kippur to become tahar. So the whole day Yom Kippur, he's going to be tameh. So it won't help. The Gemara says, no. It's talking where we're not mafreshim 7 days, but 7 days plus a little bit. Samach l'shkiyas achama, shmona yom l'tneakus, 8 days before Yom Kippur. Why does it say 7 days? Because it's Iker 7 days. There's a little bit extra, but it's 7 days plus, but it's still the Iker is 7 days. The Tovel Or shall Erev Yom Kippur. And then he goes to the mikvah the night of Yom Kippur, the night before Yom Kippur, that's the night of Erev Yom Kippur. And then the next day he becomes Tahar at sunset, and that's the sunset going into Kol Nidre. V'ovid L'mocher shall Erev Yom Kippur, Harav Shimsha. Okay. Meshri. So now, what's it called? We have a machlokas. Whether a, what's it called? Rav Zeira and Rav Chisda. Whether boel nida can be tovel in the daytime, or he has to wait till the night like a nida. So, meshri. Kol chai ve'tvilos. Tvila san biyom. All people have to have a tvila. Rashi says a mitzora or a zava. All these can be tovel in the daytime. Nida v'yoledes tvilas in belayla. The exception is a nida and yoledes. They have to be tovel at night. They can't be tovel in the daytime. Nida in boil nida lo. Mashma, there's the only exceptions. A nida and a yoledes. Mashma boil nida is like all the other tmeim, and he could be tovel in the daytime. Okay. Samara says lo nida v'chol da'asim miribuya. A nida, and anyone we learn from a nida, the boil nida has the same dib as the nida, so he's not something else, he's included in nida. So it's no raya from here that a boil nida could be tovel bayom, because even though it says the only exception is a nida and yoledes, the boil nida has, is part of nida. He learned from her, from we learn him from the halach of nida. Rashi kol chay v'tfilos filosim bayom ki yol v'seches megillah. Mi v'chito b'yom hashvi v'rochatz b'mayim, says b'yom hashvi, so you can go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Nida v'yoledes tfilosim b'layla, nida v'chsiv shivas yomim tehei b'nidosa. Call shiva, the entire 7 days she's tamei. She can't go to the mikvah till the 7 days are over completely. In other words, the night of the eighth day. V'yoledes kimei nidas tevosa titma, and v'yoledes is compared to a nida. Okay, meisvei balkeri kamaga sheretz. Boel nida ketame meis, right? It says that a balkeri has the same din as a person who touches a sheretz. He's tame one day and needs harashemish. Boel nida is like a tame meis, meaning 7 days. Okay, my lava tvila. Since we're comparing him to a tame meis, lechari his tvila is also like a tame meis. Tame meis can be tovel on the seventh day in the daytime. Okay. So it says lola tumasim. No, it's only coming to tell me it has the same amount of tumah. A balkeri is tummy 1 day, like a person who touches the sheretz. And a boil nida is tummy 7 days, like a person who touches a mace. But ainochanami, he can only be tovel at night, like a nida, not like what's it called, not like a tummy mace.
What does it say
can be? What? Say tumasim behed yiksiv. Adamais, it says tumah, it says betherish, that he's tummy 7 days. Why have to compare him to a tummy mace? Where it says hai tu mashiva ksibe va hai tu mashiva ksibe. See the Rashi first. Balkeri kamagasheretz litbol biyom tu maso litbol biyom tu maso. I'm reading the parak evul dvarim. He's tovel the day that he became tamei and needs harav shemesh. It's only tamei that day. Like the Gemara says in evul dvarim bepsachim, uboil nida ketamei meish litbol biyom shvi ama tovel biyom. He needs to be tovel on the seventh day. He needs 7 days of tumas. So you see, he can be tovel biyom. Where it says lo the tumasim balkeri kamaga sheretz the tumas erev the rishon the tuma the tuma boil nida tuma shiva the ava tuma ketame neis. It's coming to tell me the what's it called, the halacha, that he's an ava tuma. He's an ava tuma. Okay, we'll see, but he's not like a nida mamish. Okay, he's only like a tame neis. Where it says hi tuma shiva ksibe va tahini dasa love a tame shiva shami. What do I need to learn from tame neis? Says Betherish, he's like a nida. So what's this halacha that to make him like a tamei meis, right? Ella lav l'tvilasim. So for that to tell me he's tamei 7 days, I don't need to compare him to tamei meis. He's like a nida. That says Betherish. What do I need him to compare? Ella as much as love la'olam l'tumasim. It's coming to tell me that he's tamei 7 days, but not that he's tamei 7 days. That I know from nida. But it's coming to tell me how he's tamei for the 7 days. Right, safely tzrichale. Okay, which we'll continue tomorrow. But that's coming to tell me that he's not metame mamish like a nida during those 7 days, but he's only metame like a tame mace during those 7 days. There's a tremendous difference between how a tame mace is metame and how a nida is metame.